Hey, it's Lex and Stacy, Threesome Podcast 36. Yes, we're churning them out a lot faster these days. Three or four 30-minuters a week, and of course our one-hour Supreme podcast we do for LT2 once a week. The great channel brought to you by DBC and, of course, Lex and Terry. First off, Stacy, before we get anywhere, I want to let you know that this morning on Lex and Terry, Terry and I were awarded our Indian names.
And what would they be?
You put in a bunch of criteria, what animal would I be? And they had like these logos of exploding suns and peaceful sunsets, and you have to pick one that, you know, works for you. I took the exploding sun because it was cool looking. What would you rather do? You know, hike, work out, so on and so forth. Nothing, watch TV, all kinds of things went into it. Terry and I had completely different answers on several fronts, but apparently...
No.
Apparently, we both are named Adzilla.
Huh?
Adzilla, the Indian. They gave us both the same name.
It's because you are kindred wolf spirits.
Yeah, I thought I'd be like an exploding bear or something like that, but...
Bloated beaver.
Yeah. Beaver lover.
One who runs with the bees.
Yeah. Beaver eater. But no, we both got the same name. It's like, what a crock of shit.
Years ago, Maxim had, remember they had the hockey name generator, and I don't know why they don't still have that up, because as name generators go, it was like the greatest one I've ever experienced. And I've never forgotten that my hockey name, I chose straight Canadian, not French Canadian or Russian.
Yeah.
My Canadian hockey name was Labatt McThorpechuk.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, love it.
And I've so wanted to find that perfect moment in my life when I can just use that name.
Oh, man, that's fabulous. I love that. Hockey name generator. I'm going to see if that still exists.
It doesn't. I actually looked just the other day. People talk about it, but Maxim took it down.
Canadian hockey player name generator. Let's play. All right.
Okay.
Male. Let's see. Enter your name here. Okay. Just first name or the whole thing?
I guess that's up to you.
Okay. And Canuck me. Alexander Abney. No, Alexandre Abney.
Ah.
Yeah. How about that?
Got a little bit of the French Canadian. The French Canadian.
Yeah, let's go back and do you. Hold on a sec here. All right, female. And let me put your name in. Bitch. Just kidding. Connect me. You're Audrey Theodoric. How fun. I'm going to see what Lisa's is. Let's see. I'm going to send it to her. Let's see here. She has three names. This should be interesting. All right, here we go. She's Elise Cheney. That's awfully close. What's Dick Cheney's daughter's name?
Isn't there a Mary?
Yeah, I think so.
Mary and Meghan. Now I'm thinking Meghan McCain. Oh, I don't remember.
I think it is Mary. Awesome. How fun. Let's see what Terry's is.
Put Terrence.
I'm going to put in his real name.
Oh.
Let's see. All right, here we go. He's Alexandre Bigler. Yeah. All right, that's fun. That's good. That's good times. You been watching any hockey?
Unfortunately, no. I can't.
Are the Wings hanging in there?
As of now, what they are like 1-1 with Lightning.
Well, last I saw they were down 2-1. I don't know if they've played Game 4 yet.
Oh, then I missed a game completely. That's how little I care.
Yeah, they got crushed in Game 3, 5-1. Why don't you care anymore?
Like baseball, I can listen to like the MLB app. I listen to the radio, you know, via the internet, and I love Jim Price. I just adore the man. So it's fun listening to baseball, and I've just never gotten hockey to translate listening to it like over the radio to be as exciting for me.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Well, you should be happy. I think the Tigers are going to have a good year.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. It's a very strong team. Even though they lost Scherzer, that kind of sucked. But
yes.
But then they replace him with somebody. Then they sign somebody pretty good.
Well, last year, what, they had gotten David Price towards the end of
the
season.
Right. So they got Price and Verlander. They're okay.
I don't know. Verlander, I think Kate Upton's like the Yoko Ono of Detroit baseball.
Yoko Ono.
He's too busy getting all that, like, copious amounts of spooge all over her and then taking pictures of it.
Yeah.
I still can't get over how much there was.
Oh, I didn't see those. There's spooge pictures of Verlander and her?
Well, from the celebrity thing with, like, Jennifer Lawrence. Remember those? Because
you
and I talked, because he wasn't looking all that in shape.
Yeah.
And in that same wad of Verlander Upton pictures, there was a picture of her laying on the bed on her stomach, but she has so much cum all over her.
Well, hey, it is Kate and Upton.
He felt the need to photograph it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's like he'll probably never ever have that much cum come out of him again. That's probably why he did. It's like, oh my God, I'm fucking Kate Upton right now. Holy shit.
Well, if that was a one-time shot, literally, kudos to him. He gets golf claps.
Yeah, because, man, when you're with a hot chick like that, there's no end to what you can do. It really isn't. I mean, it's like your insides have a talk and go, hey, we need more cum up here! Captain, we're making cum as fast as we can! Scotty, we need more cum on the bridge. Captain, it's illogical to think that we can manufacture enough cum. Shut up, Spock! Scotty, make it happen! Oh, wait, I'm starting to intertwine captains now. Make it so.
Number two.
Yeah, number two. Make it so. Data. Yes, Captain. No, I need more data.
I could listen to you do terrible Star Trek impersonations for hours.
That's because they're not that terrible, bitch.
Do you know what? One of my very favorite things that's ever been recorded to video. It is on YouTube. It's from 1979, the Sci-Fi Awards that took place that year.
Oh, God.
And William Shatner comes out and does this, like, spoken word version of Rocket Man that you have to watch.
I've seen it.
You've never seen it. Oh, God.
I've seen it. Because
I'm a Rocket Man.
Actually, the best Shatner thing was the Saturday Night Live. You people need to get a life. Yeah, they're at the Star Trek. They're at the Star Trek convention. And the Star Trek thing with Belushi as Captain Kirk and Chevy Chase when he tries to squeeze his neck, you know, and then and Belushi's like, listen, we're actors. Okay, that's, that stuff doesn't work. And Chevy Chase is sitting there just trying to pinch his neck like, I know this works. It's great stuff.
So I assume by now you have seen the Star Wars trailer, the new one.
Yeah, and it's cool. It's the fact that Chewbacca and Han Solo are at the end of it.
Can I tell you, and don't think any less of me, but I watched it alone here at home, and I sobbed.
Not me. I made a joke.
Of course you did.
They showed the Millennium Falcon crashed. And I went, damn it, Harrison Ford can't keep anything in the sky right now.
Nice.
Actually, it
the
was
man
the,
is a gem, a treasure.
Yeah, actually, it was the Empire ship that was crashed.
Yes, it was the Imperial Star Cruiser. But yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, so where's this supposed to go from here? Like, what happens with Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader and all that shit?
Well, Darth Vader is dead. We really don't know. And that's what's kind of exciting for these next three movies, because the story had been set with the first three that came out back in the 70s and early 80s. You know, the story was set, so you had an idea of what had happened prior. So when the next three movies came out that were the prequels, there was already a kind of a timeline that they had to follow, because you knew...
Yeah.
Ultimately, you know, Luke and Leia had to be born and all that kind of stuff. This is uncharted waters. Now, there were some books written a long time ago that have always been kind of figured. For instance, Luke and Leia, or Mir Han and Leia, had twins. And they kind of are what the story continues. I don't know. I mean, in the trailer, he's talking to kids, children of his. So I'm hoping, well, that's Luke, though. So I don't know. Luke and, or Han and Leia had twins, but
Han
what
Solo
happened when...
and Leia?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, they were very much a couple.
Oh, that's right, because Luke's the brother. That's right. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Which, never understood that kiss, but I don't know if George Lucas knew that they were going to end up being brother and sister, because the kiss always... I've never been able to really... justify or rationalize that kiss.
You never made out with your brother like that?
No.
No. Yeah,
nope.
Me either.
Did you ever make out with your... Okay.
No. Uh-uh. No. Not even in the area code, but those two did it.
Now,
those
see,
two
when
got
these...
some tension relieved.
It was like the Jolie
yes.
siblings.
Exactly.
Allegedly, when these next three movies were announced and it was going to be Disney and all that stuff, and people got over the initial shock of it being Disney, allegedly what I had heard was that Disney actually put together a panel. Like, they made a group of people that were going to sit down, and they were going to write what would be like the official universe for the upcoming stories. The canon, or how, whatever you say.
Yeah.
So we really don't know. People have an idea, you know, if they're going to closely follow, but they have said they're not going to follow those books that had been written that a lot of people considered the next three stories.
Yeah.
So we don't know. And that's what's kind of exciting. This is truly unknown territory in Star Wars land.
I'm looking forward to it. I have to admit, I did not really enjoy the second set of Star Wars movies, the prequels.
Yeah.
But those first three were amazing to me. I still, when I see them come on TV, watch them all the way through.
Do you know what I found out? And this is weirdly heartbreaking to me. Because it's Disney. 20th Century Fox has nothing to do with these next three movies. And I don't care, anyone my age who is a Star Wars fan associates the 20th Century Fox fanfare as the beginning of Star Wars movies.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not going to be in these next three.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, it's not.
Based on what I see in the trailer, everything looks pretty close as it should. So
Star Wars theme music cannot start without the 20th Century Fox fanfare.
Yes, it can. It's just a company.
Well, it's going to, obviously, but yeah. That is so ingrained deeply into the whole Star Wars experience.
Not anymore. Shit changes.
I know it does, and it makes me sad.
It's just the way it is.
Because even now, today, if I'm watching a movie and the 20th Century Fox fanfare starts up, there is that moment for me where I go, oh, Star Wars, and then go, oh, no, geez. I'm watching a rom-com, you know.
You're so fucking weird. I love it. That's why I love doing this with you. Just a fucking weirdo.
Star Wars fans know what I'm talking about.
All right, so that's cool. That trailer is good. We did discuss in small detail Batman versus Superman, which as much as I, you know, scratch my head at that because I really know, based on my upbringing, what Superman can do to Batman.
Batman's smarter.
Okay. You keep telling yourself that when he gets his head twisted off. And it's just something I can't get past, but after seeing the trailer was good enough for me to want to watch it and want to see
it. Well, good. I think that is usually the intent and point of a trailer.
And, you know, listen, it all makes sense to me. Ben Affleck plays Batman, and he comes from a racist background, so it's...
We're not supposed to talk about that. He's erasing that from his history.
Yeah, I mean, certainly just because that's in his lineage, it's not his fault. You know,
it's not.
Yeah. So
I feel bad that he's actually getting shit because he wanted to. I understand. I wouldn't be running around telling people, hey, guess what? My ancestors, they owned your ancestors. You know, that's not something I would brag about.
No, and what's it look like if you go up to somebody and apologize in advance? You know, you're already...
That's also douchey.
Yeah, you look like... You feel like you're superior. Hey, I just want to let you know. I'm not that
I am
person.
So sorry that your people were owned. Oh, yeah. God, Z.
Yeah. I'm so sorry my grandfather owned you guys.
It's awful. It's just all of my white guilt right now is just en fuego. Yeah.
Anyway, would you like to see my Academy Awards?
No, I understand. Yeah. And I feel bad that he's getting shit. And I actually saw, I didn't read the story, but I saw today where he came out and he said, look, this show that he did this on, this PBS show, it's not a news show.
Yeah.
So he's not asking people, and I agree with that too. You know, if it's not news and he's not asking them to change actual news, journalistic crap for this, then I don't see what the big deal is.
Yeah, and I don't think he should have to pay because his grandfather was an asshole or great-grandfather or whatever.
I was going to say, I think it's some sort of ancestor of his.
Great.
Was a slave owner like in the South or somewhere.
Yeah. Obviously, that ceased somewhere. So, it's not his fault. It really isn't. I think he made a big mistake just not owning it. Yeah, I mean, I guess he shouldn't put it that way.
I think his ancestors did.
Yeah, he's owned enough already. So bad. I really should think before I speak sometimes. But how easy is it to say, yeah, I guess I had, like most people, some assholes in my family at some point. Because we all do. My Uncle Jerry was just a fuckhead. Listen, I'm not telling you anything I didn't tell him.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I didn't see the guy for like 30-something years. He called me up and asked to borrow money from me. I'm like, who is this? He goes, it's your uncle. I'm like, okay, I got like 17 of those. Which one are you? It's Jerry. Oh, hi, Jerry. How you been the last 37 years? Well, let me get to my point. I know what your point is. There's going to be only one reason why you're calling me. How much do you need? Whatever it is, I don't have it.
Psych.
We done here? Thanks. Bye. Yeah, it's every family has that person in there that they'd love to racy race.
Until PBS goes and announces it, and then, you know, it turns into a big deal.
Or in Ben's case, race, race.
Erase, erase.
Erase the race.
But yeah, Germany tried that. It didn't work out too well, so.
Yeah, Germany. What a fun time that was.
You know, after Robin Williams died, of course, everybody in the world was posting little anecdotes about him and stuff. And it was during that that I heard possibly one of the greatest just stories in general that I'd ever heard, but adding to the fact that it was Robin Williams and it was after he died, it makes it great. He, I guess within a year prior to his death, he had been doing press junkets for something. And a German journalist was asking him questions. What are you doing?
What am I doing?
You, Lex. Yes.
Oh, I'm just wiping the screen off. You okay. We're fine. Nobody okay. can hear that. Why? What were you hearing?
Okay. I was just hearing thumping. Oh. Like you were pounding your head against something in anger.
No, nothing.
Good. Go ahead. Anyway, this German journalist was asking him just the horrible questions that people get asked in press junkets. And then brought up, you know, what, you know, kind of asked the question, what do you feel, Mr. Williams, about the whole stereotype that Germans don't have a sense of humor? Why do you think people think, you know, Germans don't have a sense of humor?
Oh, no.
And Robin Williams, without missing a beat, says very solemnly, well, you killed all the funny people. It's like, I love you, Robin Williams.
Oh, man. In your face.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's like, which the other greatest story I'd ever heard, and this is a really old one. It was on like Johnny Carson so long ago. I think he had Joey Bishop on. And he had asked whoever it was, what's your favorite thing that's ever happened when you're doing your stand-up? And he was telling about doing a stand-up show in Las Vegas, and it was standing room only. You know, this would have been back, you know, during the Dean Martin, Sinatra days. Yes. And standing room only, the comedian's up there doing his thing. And all of a sudden, from the side stairway, in a full fur-length coat, comes Marilyn Monroe. And of course, all attention goes to her. And the comedian can see that he's losing everyone's attention. And she comes down and all the men get up and everything and offer her a front row seat. And so she gets positioned in her coat and being Marilyn Monroe right there in the front of the comedian. And everyone looks back at him and the comedian looks down at her, perfect timing, and says, I thought I told you to wait in the truck.
Did she laugh?
I would assume so. Yeah. I hope so. That wasn't the point. That was probably the greatest like comedic moment ever.
Oh, I love when stuff like that happens. Is your husband home?
I have no idea.
I guess that sounds bad with barking dogs in the background, but somebody showed up.
It's probably the UPS guy.
Yo. You having relations with him, or he's just...
No. Yeah. Well, not intimate, yeah. But Amazon relations, yes.
Is he bringing you his package once again?
Oh, yes. And I say, thank you, Mr. UPS man.
Yeah.
You do that so well. You're so big and strong.
Yeah. What a fucked up fantasy that is. You get...
Says you, Mr. TV repair guy.
That was just me having fun.
I'm not. Did you do it with butt crack?
I'm not really a TV repair guy.
Well, I'm not really enthralled with the UPS guy.
Okay, then. We'll just leave all this alone. All right, so there's something else we were going to talk about. I can't remember.
I have a news story.
Yeah. Okay.
I posted it on our Facebook page today. A state appeals court. This is actually handy information for those of you at home who make up the rest of the threesome that you might want to know this. But a state appeals court affirmed in a Virginia man's parental rights Tuesday, ruling that kitchen implements, meaning mostly the turkey baster, were not medical technology, and thus the father of a child conceived via said turkey baster is not a sperm donor. They are, in fact, the father.
So, how does this happen? What guy actually jerks into a turkey baster?
Well, this man in question actually did it into a Tupperware container, and then she sucked it up with the baster and took care of business. It would happen for people who basically can't afford, which, you know, I understand the argument. If you can't afford this, then why do you think you can afford a child, period? But people who can't afford paying the fees to, like, go to a sperm donor place, you know, a sperm bank, and getting impregnated that way.
Yeah.
A lot of times it tends to be lesbian couples who maybe have a gay friend.
Yeah.
Who will just kind of donate the jizz.
What does he do? Spit into the Tupperware? Yeah, come on. Yeah. Talk about a great practical joke on your gay friend. It's like, hey, Skylar, guess what? You're the father.
It's the turkey felcher.
I can't be the father. You just blew me. Yes. Let me tell you the story of what happened afterwards. Dad. Yeah, I don't know.
So if you have a friend who is a female friend who is trying to convince you, hey, you know, you don't have to do anything. I just want your sperm. Basically, yeah, she can come at
so many times.
I know. Woo. She can come back after you guys for child support, and ladies, the guy can come back and say, you know what? I want to be a part of the kid's life. I want to be the dad.
Yeah,
unless and the courts will side with you.
Unless you're dealing with me, and it's like, listen, before you take this, I need you to sign this piece of paper absolving me of all kiddiness.
See, I wonder, and the story doesn't explain that, and I think that is kind of the issue. If you go through a sperm bank, you do you sign all kinds of legal documents stating, you know, I don't want the sperm donor to be a father.
Well,
and
this,
probably
this
people don't do
side.
That.
This is from the other side. Listen, I'll give you a fabulous kid, but I don't want to be a father. This is on you. Sign this.
Right. I don't think that happens when you're doing it the turkey baster method.
I, fabulous father, hereby don't want anything to do with this fabulous kid I'm about to give you. This is all on you. This is your idea. You wanted amazing sperm from an amazing dude. That's me. Go.
Enjoy your rocket scientist.
That's right. And turkey basters are on aisle 4 at Target.
Nice.
Where's your Tupperware?
I need a big one.
Where's your Tupperware? I need pictures of Kate Upton. Don't make me play Trivia Crack and watch that little War Games commercial every 10 seconds.
Good Lord, her breasts are ginormous in that.
I know.
She's like Anna Nicole-esque.
And the difference between her and Glenn Close's acting's enormous, too.
Really? You're looking at her acting? Seriously?
It's just so bad.
I admit the other day I sat down with YouTube and I finally, by God, watched, I think, all Carl's Jr. commercials that were available to see what you boys have been talking about.
Which,
and they do make some sexy ones.
Which ones are you talking about?
The ones with the Kate Upton and that new chick, that Charlotte, what's her face?
Yeah.
And then, oh my God, the country chick who was promoting the breakfast sausage. Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh my God, go to YouTube right now.
Okay.
Carl's Jr.'s breakfast sausage.
All right.
She's in like a little cowboy hat. I don't know who the chick is. I at first thought it was like a joke, fake, funny one, but it seems like it really came from Carl's Jr.
Okay, quiet. Here we go. Let's see who this is. Okay, hot chick with like plaid tied shirt. She's very hot. Oh my God.
I know.
Big sausage breakfast. With three eggs, loads of melted.
Holy shit.
Don't take your eyes off it. It gets worse.
Oh, it does?
Cheese and a full foot of sausage.
Oh, my God.
Open wide. It's breakfast time. The big sausage breakfast.
Oh, my God.
Only at Carl's Jr. and Hardee's.
Was it the tongue thing? On the side of her mouth.
Yeah. And, yeah. And she's like licking the mayonnaise off this piece of sausage that they actually matched the color of the human cock somehow, some way.
Is that not the dirtiest way, thing you've ever seen?
Yeah, the way the sun hits us.
She's putting her mouth down over it.
My God.
I know. Now, was that fake or was that real? That seemed like real Carl's Jr. commercial.
It said banned Carl's Jr. Super Bowl commercial, Big Sausage Breakfast.
Look it up, folks. It's like, wow.
Yeah. Love it. Good stuff. That's what life's all about right there.
Sausage breakfast.
That's crazy. I can't believe they even thought that was going to fly.
I know. It is like one notch below actual porn, because that is the biggest fucking sausage I've ever seen.
That kid. Well, we got to look up their menu to see if that's on there.
And even if that was fake, kudos to whoever faked that, because she's hot.
Yeah.
Usually the fake stuff, the chicks are kind of like, eh.
Yeah, true.
But she was really hot.
She's extremely hot. And apparently knows how to get that acting job.
No gag reflex.
She actually looked like she was enjoying it. That was some good acting. Because we all know you guys really don't.
She loves breakfast.
Yeah.
It's the most important meal of the day, Lex.
So I hear. That's why I don't eat any.
Oh, I think the insurance company would like to know that.
Well, I mean, I have a supplement. I just don't have a big breakfast.
Gotcha.
So you shut the fuck up.
Yeah. What if the insurance company says this is what you have to eat? If you want to lower that deductible, that premium by $15.
Well, then I'll do it. It's the big deal.
All right.
I mean, come on now.
Do we have anything else to talk about? Because the buzzer went off.
No, that's it. You left me speechless with that.
Carl's Jr., people. YouTube.
Yeah, I mean...
The sausage breakfast.
That's crazy. I'm posting that.
Oh, you better post it on the the podcast and not Lex and Terry. I helped you find that.
Well, it'll get seen.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Glad I could help the show.
All right, bitch. You know, you can post on that, too.
I can't post on Lex and Terry's page.
Are your fucking fingers broken? You can't put it on there? Why didn't you put it up Why didn't you put it up there when you saw it?
Because I thought it would be too dirty.
What?
I don't know.
It's the web. There is no too dirty.
Fine. I'm going to post nothing but filth on our Facebook page. Let's see which one of us can get it suspended first.
Well, no, it doesn't need to be suspended. This has to have been on Facebook somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure. I don't think that's our little secret.
Just in case it does get suspended, I should put it up there. On ours, because we can always make a new one. We don't have that many people following us yet.
Nice.
Actually, we're doing pretty good.
I know. Thank God for all your friends.
Yeah.
Now get them to buy a damn t-shirt.
Yeah. Nobody wants our fucking t-shirt, that's for sure. And it's amazing. It's a really cool t-shirt. Hurts my feelings. I thought with all these thousands of downloads we have.
And we do.
Uh-huh.
We do have that.
We're over 20,000, babes.
Yeah.
It's awesome. We are building a legacy here in podcast.
And it will be sad when you die prematurely for absolutely no good reason, but the insurance company laughs.
That's right.
Yeah.
You need to let it go. So, you really do. You're such a little bitch sometimes. Just because you don't like
my opinion.
Who is
that big jogger guy who dropped dead jogging after jogging for 50 years, and he's the one that like started the whole jogging movement and everything, and then he dies jogging, and he was like 50.
I don't know. Obviously, it wasn't somebody we give a fuck about. So, we are done. Thank you, Stacy, so much.
Oh, thank you, Lex. As always, it's been lovely.
It has. And and you're lovely. You don't stop being that way, okay?
Oh, you too, precious.
And we'll see you on the next podcast, which will be number what?
37.
Yeah, that's right. 37 of these mothers. So, we are just churning them out like crazy. They're up there for you to grab. I don't need to tell you where they are because obviously you found it already. So,
threesomepodcast.com. And we're on TuneIn Radio.
And on Blueberry.
And on Stitcher.
And on
iTunes.
And iTunes, yeah.
We're so there.
God, we're whores.
Well, we are. Oh, yeah. My God.
So enjoy, ladies and gents. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.